Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? That question is so common. The waitress comes up to your table and asks, "Do you know what you want?" And you reply, "The chicken salad on rye, please." The telemarketer, whose phone call has interrupted your dinner, drones on and on until you finally break in to ask, "Can you please just tell me what you want?" Your child barges into the den while you are trying to read a book, and with a slight hint of irritation in your voice, you ask, "Honey, what do you want?" Most of the time, when that question gets asked, we don't blink at it. We answer it easily. But that same question can be taken in more than one way. In the movie Field of Dreams, there is a humorous moment when Kevin Costner's character has taken a crotchety, famous author, played by James Earl Jones, to a baseball game. On their way to their seats, Costner casually asks, "What do you want?" To which the author snaps, "I want people to leave me alone. I want people to stop asking me things. I want people to stop believing that I have all the answers to life's questions." "No," Costner replies, pointing to the nearby concession stand. "What do you want?" The man then orders a hot dog and a beer. Do you ever put your smartphone down long enough to listen? To really, really listen to God asking you, "What do you want?" If you really listened and heard God ask you that question, what do you really want? Would your answer be far deeper than your present circumstances? How much more important would it sound to God than a hot dog and a beer? Aging is God's idea. It's one of the ways God keeps us headed home to Him.